It's 8 o'clock. This is KBNF Regional News for Wednesday, September 17th. I'm Patricia Naft. A rare helicopter rescue happened in Ouray County. KBNF's Jake Ryan has more.
A mountain climber was rescued from Mount Sniffles last weekend. Late Friday night, the climber tumbled an estimated 250 feet near the peak into a spot that was tricky for rescuers to get to. Corey Jackson is a member of the Ouray Mountain Rescue Team.
There are two options. You can go back up the mountain and try to get on a standard route that we've used many times in the past, or we could go straight down off the face. And we didn't like either option, given the lateness of the night and having no daylight to work with. So it became clear for the rescuer safety and for just the efficiency of the operation that we were going to have to keep the medics and a rigging specialist with the patient overnight and make a plan, regroup a little bit, get people rested, and then do the evacuation first thing in the morning.
It wasn't an attractive plan. They'd have to haul the climber back to the peak, then descend the 14er. Corey says that even with 15 people, it would have been a brutal all-day-long task. Thankfully, they were able to get help from the National Guard stationed in Gypsum.
They're stationed there to teach pilots how to operate at high elevation. Running a helicopter at high elevation is tough. Helicopters need a tremendous amount of power to be able to hover that high above a 14er and do it for long enough and smooth enough that they can lower a cable with a hook on it about 100 feet down, attach it to a litter with a patient in it, and then pull it back up into the helicopter without too much jostling or and in particular to do it safely. So we're all very fortunate to have those guys here as a resource that we can call. If not, you know, it's just there are other ways to do it. But in this particular instance, it probably saved the patient, a whole nother day out on the mountain.
The helicopter got the climber to critical care in 20 minutes. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The Forest Service is planning a prescribed burn today on the Uncompahgre Plateau. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
The Forest Service plans to burn 147 acres on the northern end of 25 Mesa Road, also known as the Delta Nuclear Road. Leanne Gaup is an agency spokeswoman.
This is an area where environmental assessment was done, and this is part of those prescribed treatments designed to enhance wildlife habitat, reduce fuels, and reintroduce fire into that ecosystem.
Gaup says no one lives in the area, but officials have told nearby property owners and hunters about the burn. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
And finally, a growing education program in the Roaring Fork Valley is teaching preschoolers how their brain works so they can focus on learning. The Focused Kids program is being taught to low-income, mostly Latino kids in a unique preschool. As Aspen Public Radio's Marcy Krivenin reports, this new program is happening inside a school bus. Inside El Busecito, a small group of students and teachers are playing games on the carpeted floor. It's a comfortable space that doesn't look at all like a bus. The seats have been removed to make way for books and toys. The bus makes stops in Glenwood Springs and Carbondale, offering free preschool to low-income families. It's a needed service. According to a 2011 survey, less than 1% of poor immigrant families in the valley have kids enrolled in preschool. Part of the preschool lesson here focuses on the brain and how it works. Child therapist Kathy Hegberg created the program Focused Kids.
What we know is that children's brains are growing faster between the ages of 1 and 5 than any other time in their life. And so our goal is to help them learn how to build neural connections with experiences around focusing and calming down, and so that their brains are ready to learn.
Hegberg uses puppets in her lessons about the brain. An owl puppet represents the prefrontal cortex, where things are learned and problems solved. The hippocampus, where memory is stored, is an elephant. And finally,
this is the guard dog, the pink dot on the brain. It's the amygdala. And He's sort of the ruler of the emotional part of the brain.
The idea is to teach kids how to control an overactive amygdala, which can stymie learning, by breathing deeply. Hagberg uses a toy breathing sphere that expands and contracts.
Can you do it with us? Can you breathe? Oh, he's calming down.
Once the amygdala is calm, all three parts of the brain can work together and the kids can focus. Hegberg's curriculum uses other tools too, like a chime and movement. Elba Cecito teacher Kenya Reyna says she's seen the benefits of the brain instruction.
Our last year kids, we had a little boy whose problems were really bad. But whenever he would come on the bus, usually we wouldn't say anything. We'd just go straight to the breathing sphere. And he would just sit there by himself and calm himself down. And then he'd be like, okay, I'm ready.
She says many of the students come from high-stress homes, so learning how to cope is an important early lesson.
They come from broken families. So this teaches them that they can separate themselves from that and go calm themselves down, that they do have say in their own lives. Even though they're five, they're in charge of their own brain.
Elaine Grossman is with the Valley Settlement Project, the program behind Elba Cecito.
Focus Kids is becoming, we see it as our social and emotional learning component of Elba Cecito.
The Chicago-based Collaborative for Academic, Social, and Emotional Learning researches this kind of learning. They have found developing kids' social and emotional skills is critical to being a good student, citizen, and worker, and it can prevent or reduce risky behaviors. Grossman says locally they're tracking this kind of learning to gauge its success.
What we've learned is that if the brain isn't in a place where it's able to take in new information. You know, if a child, for example, is hungry or if they're afraid, their brain is less receptive to being able to take in new information and learn.
There are critics of social-emotional learning. A blogger for Scientific American wrote in 2012, such programs can interfere with a child's innate self-regulator, the conscience, thus impeding his or her moral development and ability to learn. Back inside the bus, the kids are wrapping up their lesson with psychologist Kathy Hagberg. She's already taught the Focus Kids techniques to 100 kids and their parents, and she anticipates teaching another 100 this school year. Elba Cecito is also expanding to Basalt and Vail. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.
Up next, Jeff and the Wednesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.